Thank you for joining me on the podcast today. This is Ray Martinez. We're going to talk about Jesus the Evangelist. That sounds like a simple message, doesn't it? The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ started in Mark 1, verse 1, and here's what Mark says. This is the good news about Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God. This account is not primarily about John the Baptist, the messenger, but about the one he announces as Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God. I'll share a story with you about Spencer, who was explaining how he became a Christian when he was in college. A friend of his told him about Jesus, that he is the Son of God and came into the world, that he sacrificed his life on the cross and rose from the dead so that he would be God's beloved children, and that Jesus calls us to trust him and follow him. Well, this friend evangelized him, which evangel means to share the good news. So to evangelize someone is to good newsify them, to tell them the gospel about Jesus. So his friend evangelized him and Spencer believed. Spencer became a Christian. But there was another person involved. Spencer's roommate that semester was also a Christian. And though the roommate didn't directly evangelize him, he did provide an indirect witness to Jesus by his daily words and needs, not to mention his deeds as well. Spencer claimed that living with his roommate also helped him become a Christian. Defining evangelism, Christians will sometimes focus on either a direct or an indirect approach. We can think of examples of the direct approach, going door to door, evangelizing, street preachers, speakers at rallies, revivals, and radio broadcasts. They get right to the point like Peter did in the Pentecost sermon. He said, "Repent and be baptized," Acts 2:38. Well, he's getting right to the point, isn't he? Peter replied, "Each of you must repent of your sins and turn to God and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sin. Then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Well, that's pretty direct. He's not beating around the bush, is he? Matthew 3:1 says, "In those days, John the Baptist came to the Judean wilderness and began preaching. His message was, quote, repent of your sins and turn to God, for the kingdom of heaven is near," unquote. Others who define evangelism will emphasize the indirect approach. They might call it lifestyle or relational evangelism. Sometimes those two approaches get pitted against each other, but there's no need for that. The Bible reveals many approaches, some direct, like Peter preaching at Pentecost, and others indirect, like how Peter encouraged the wife of an unbelieving husband to win him over to Jesus without a word by her good conduct, 1 Peter 3:1. There's another form of evangelism modeled in the Bible that is too often overlooked, an approach that is both direct and indirect at the same time. These are the biographies of Jesus, which are called Gospels. Gospel is a translation of the Greek word evangel. That's why these biographers, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, are called the four evangelists. Each of their narratives are also examples of evangelizing. Take Mark's gospel, for example. He says, "This is the beginning of the gospel about Jesus the Messiah, God's Son." The first sentence, it's direct, to the point. Way to go, Mark. But then notice what he does. He tells a two-hour-long story. He indirectly shows you who Jesus is and why he matters. Next week, churches begin the 40 days of Lent. Today, Lent is connected with the 40-day fast that Jesus undergoes. Mark 1:13, Matthew 4:1 through 11, Luke 4:1 through 13 will help explain this. Mark tells us that Jesus was tempted by Satan, but it is in Matthew and Luke that details the temptations are fleshed out. All three accounts say that Jesus went without food for 40 days. During this season, consider setting aside 2 uninterrupted hours of read or listen to all of Mark's gospel. Consider doing it once a week for each of the 7 weeks in Lent. See what happens. Let Mark evangelize you and energize you for evangelism. Let him tell you about Jesus. Ultimately, evangelism isn't about a what, but a who. Jesus himself is the good news, his character, accomplishments, and intentions for us. Maybe that's why God has given us so many ways to evangelize, because God's love in Jesus is something no one can adequately express and no heart can fully fathom. We simply have to live with him, and not just for a season or a semester, but all eternity. What does that mean for us? Evangelism, or the spreading of the Christian gospel, is a central theme in the Bible. Here are a few key scriptures that address evangelism. The Great Commission in Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Here's another one, sharing the gospel. Mark 16, verse 15. And he said to them, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Being a witness, Acts 1, 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come to you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all of Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Reason for hope, 1 Peter 3:15. But in your hearts honor Christ in the Lord as holy always, being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet, do it with gentleness and respect. I love this because he's saying you should always be ready to give some kind of testimony. Here's another point. Light of the world. Matthew 5, 14 through 16. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under the basket, but on a stand. And it gives light to all in the house. The same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. I love that phrase when he says, let your light shine before others. Don't hide your convictions. Don't hide your faith. The Bible presents various methods of evangelizing, reflecting different approaches and contexts. Here are some examples along with the scriptures of reference. Preaching and teaching, speaking publicly or privately to share the message of the gospel. Referring to Acts 8, verse 4. Personal testimony, sharing one's own personal experience of faith and how it has impacted their life. Look at John 9, 25. He answered, whether he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see. How about this? Hospitality and relationships. Building relationships with non-believers and sharing the gospel through hospitality and friendship. Luke 19 verses 5 through 6 is a good reference for you. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and he said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. So he hurried and he came down and received him joyfully. Jesus had never met Zacchaeus before, and he was a sinner, but he invited himself to his house so he could be a witness to him, so he could talk to him about the life of Christ. Here's another one. Miracles and acts of compassion. Demonstrating the power and love of God through miracles and acts of compassion. I know many of you are going to say, well, I can't do miracles. Well, you might be doing miracles unwittingly. Acts 3, verse 6 through 7 is a great reference for you. Here's a good one. Debates and apologetics. Engaging in intellectual dialogue and defending the Christian faith. That doesn't mean getting into hard arguments where you become angry with each other. I encourage you to read Acts chapter 17, verses 2 through 4. And then there's this personal evangelism. It is the responsibility of every believer. God calls each of us to different tasks and endows us with different gifts, but the goal is the same. The salvation of the lost. Look at 1 Corinthians 12, verses 6 through 7, and Luke 19, 10. He places us in strategic positions for influence, not privilege. We have neighbors, co-workers, friends, and relatives who need to hear the good news about Jesus. You're at the right place at this right moment, at the right time. Whether we're called to lead evangelistic crusades or simply cultivate a relationship with an unsaved neighbor, personal evangelism should be the driving force in our lives. Jesus' words spoken to his disciples more than 2,000 years ago still apply to his followers today. John 9:4 says, "As long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work." And take a look at Luke 12:12. "As long as we have breath, we can do personal evangelism. As long as we stay surrendered to the Holy Spirit, he will do it through us." I've shared with you a few examples of how evangelism is portrayed in the Bible. The methods employed often depends on the individual's gifts, the cultural context, and the leading of the Holy Spirit, which is really important. These verses really emphasize the importance of sharing the message of salvation with others, being witnesses of Christ, being prepared to give a reason for one's faith with gentleness and respect. We can do all these things with grace. I'll read a closing remark from the book Every Moment Holy by McKelvey. In the liturgy for this day, he says, "I can do none of these things on my own. Apart from your grace, I have no grace to give. So give me your grace, a greater measure, O Lord." You have a blessed day today.